Narrated by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, the wife of the Prophet, peace be upon him. In the lifetime of the Prophet, peace be upon him, the sun eclipsed and he went to the mosque and the people aligned in rows behind him. He said the takbir, starting the salat, prayer, and prolonged the recitation, and then said takbir and performed a prolonged bowing. Then he lifted his head and said, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. Allah heard him who sent his praises to him. He then did not prostrate, but stood up and recited a prolonged recitation, which was shorter than the first recitation. He again said takbir and then bowed a prolonged bowing, but shorter than the first one. Then he said, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. Allah heard him who sent his praises to him. O our sustainer, all the praises are for you. And then prostrated twice and did the same in the second rak'ah. Thus he completed four bowings and four prostrations. The sun eclipse had cleared before he finished the salat. After the salat, he stood up, glorified and praised Allah as he deserved, and then said, The sun and the moon are two signs from amongst the signs of Allah. They do not eclipse because of the death or the life, i.e. birth, of someone. When you see them, make haste for the salat. Narrated Az-Zuhri, I said to Urwa, When the sun eclipsed at Al-Madina, your brother, Abdullah bin Az-Zubayr, offered only a two rak'ah salat, prayer, like that of the morning. Fajr prayer. Urwa replied, Yes, because he missed the legal way of its offering.